Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning to all.
Good morning. The prayer line, declare victory prayer line.
Yes.
Good morning. Yes, good morning. I have a praise report, prayer request, all of that. Today, Monica is graduating from college today, and I just want to thank God for that.
Good morning. I don't believe that our
leaders on this. Okay, I'll wait.
Okay, so this is Trina. Okay, you said Monica is graduating today?
College today, yes. Just want to thank God for that. Declare victory of the whole village. I just want to say thank you all. She's been on this line since she was 12, so she's 21 now and graduating college. Just want to say thank you. Thank you, village. Declare victory. God bless you and thank you.
Wow, many success to her. I know she's singing and everything.
Hey, Trina, good morning. My name is Yolandra. We had a first-time caller yesterday. Her name is Michelle. I've been praying for Michelle for healing. And if I could add her to prayer list this morning.
Good morning, Mary, Eva, Mary, Rosa, Doug, Odessa, E, Greg.
Happy Triumph for Tuesday, Yvonne. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good.
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. All is well. Anyone else want to say good morning?
Good morning, Trina. This is Persistent.
Persistent, good morning to you. Happy Triumph for Tuesday.
Yes, yes. Amen.
Glory to God. Glory, glory. Anyone else just want to call and say good morning?
Good morning. This is Michelle. I haven't been here in a while, but it's good to be here today.
Great. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Good morning to you. Good to hear your sound, Michelle.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Good morning, it's Susie.
Susie, there you are. Good morning to you. Happy Triumph for Tuesday. Good to hear your sound as well.
Thank you. So glad that I'm here.
Yes, yes, yes. Praise God.
God bless you so much.
God bless you too.
Thank you.
Anyone else want to say good morning? Glad to hear your sound this morning.
Good morning. Good morning. It's God bless everyone on the call. Happy Tuesday. Hey, hey.
Happy Triumph for Tuesday, Sister Lisa. Good morning to you. God bless you as well.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. This is Troy Rina, the finisher. I'm your greeter this morning. Anyone else just join the call and we'll say good morning.
Good morning. This is Kevin.
Kevin. Good morning to you. Happy Trine for Tuesday.
Good morning. Thank you.
You're welcome. Praise the Lord. Anyone else just joining the call and say good morning?
Good morning.
D2. Good morning to you. Happy Triumphant Tuesday.
Happy Triumphant Tuesday.
It was someone else trying to speak.
It was me. D2 popped on in there. Hey, D2. Good morning, Warrior Princess. Happy Triumphant Tuesday, everyone. Tarina, once you guys say good morning, if you can please, or if you're not speaking, put your phone on mute. It causes so much background noise, and the greeter, the prayer warrior can't hear, like that person moving right there. If you guys could please put your phone on mute, just it helps to keep the integrity of the call, and it makes it easier for her to hear the prayer request.
Thank you, Cheryl. Good morning to you. Praise the Lord. Anyone else just want to call and say good morning before I get started? Okay, I need everyone again, look down on your phone to make sure your phone is on mute. It is time to get started with the hosting. Okay, let's get started here. Hello, my name is Tremaine the Finisher, and I'm your host. Thank you for joining us here on Declare Victory. We are prayer called and meet Monday through Friday, starting at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, and 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to edify, empower, encourage, and equip in your walk with Christ. Be sure to stay tuned for the duration of April, where our monthly theme is entitled The Power of Agreement. Each declared focus will be on the effectiveness of the power of agreement with the truth of God's word and its benefits to advancing the kingdom of God. Make sure you invite his friends so they can be blessed too. There is one announcement today, TNT Bible Studies tonight. Prayer begins at 5:30 p.m. sharp, and Bible study will go from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You don't want to miss the teaching from Pastor LaBelle Jones. It will definitely reach your spirit. There was no prayer request submitted by the app, but we do have some spoken prayer requests. And we got a praise report. Monica is graduating from college today. Glory to God. Glory. And she's 21 years old. We want to say congratulations again, Monica. And we also have another prayer request. It's from Yolandra, and it's for Michelle. She was a first-time caller, and we pray for her healing. Also, we want to continue prayer for justice for Demarie. Justice for Demarie. And continue prayer for Deanna and her family. The order of the call is prayer and corporate praise, Priscilla. Declaration, Jacqueline. Then we go right in close to comments, hosted by Declare. I repeat, prayer and corporate praise, Priscilla. Declaration, Jacqueline, and then we go right into the comments hosted by Declare. The scripture for today is from Romans 15:5-6. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another, in accord with Christ Jesus, that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his holy word. At this time, we ask you to put your phones on mute until instructed to come off mute. I now pass the call over to the prayer warrior, Priscilla. Everyone, please have a blessed and awesome day. Jesus loves you, and so do I.
Good morning, good morning. God morning. Thank you, Lord. Great morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Glory to your name, Jesus. Thank you that you woke us up. You woke up with us, Lord Jesus, and we're in agreement that the first fruit of our lips belong to you, Father God. You woke up this morning, Father God, and we had you on our mind. We're in agreement, Lord Jesus, with heaven right now. We thank you, Father God, for the mercies that are tender every single day and new. And we thank you, we receive them in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. We give you all the praise and honor and glory. We thank you, Father God, we thank you, we thank you. And our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, give us this day. Thank you for our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. We thank you, Father God, for your prayer. Jesus, we thank you for giving us direction. We're in agreement with the prayer, Father God. Oh, Father God, we just can't thank you enough. We give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory, Lord Jesus. Father God, your word tells us, Father God, that if we agree, just two of us, Father God, on earth, as touching anything that we ask, it shall be done for us by our Father which is in heaven, Father God. Help us to understand, Father God, and comprehend the power of agreement, why it is necessary, Lord Jesus. Every morning, Monday through Friday, we get up and we agree to come on, declare victory line, and to understand more about you, Father God, to understand more about heaven. And you say, as it is in heaven, let it be on earth, and let it be on us, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, help us to understand how important it is for us to be in one mind and one accord. Father God, help us to understand and get, Father God, the covenant that you gave to us, Father God, the last and perfect covenant. You had many before this one because you wanted to get it right with your children. And we thank you for that love, that endearing love, that love that you had that says, it shall be perfect. It shall be done. They will have a covenant with me. And those that hear my word will understand. Those children that belong to me will hear my word and understand. We thank you. We come before you this morning accepting it, Father God, in agreement with it, Father God. We come again, not knowing everything, but God, knowing that by and by we shall understand it, Father God. We shall lean not to our own understanding, but acknowledge you in this way, Father God, so you can direct our path in understanding, direct our hearts and our minds, direct us our footsteps, Lord Jesus, as you work this situation out in each and every one of us that hear the sound of my voice.
Yes,
I give you the praise. I give you the praise, Father God. I give you all the honor, Father God. And I give you all the glory, Lord Jesus. For you are God Almighty. You are sovereign, Father God. We have tasted and know that you are good. You have shown up in so many ways for us in each and every way, Father God. And we thank you for that, showing yourself up, making yourself real, Father God. We thank you, Father God, so much. With 10,000 tongues, like you said, we will never, ever be able to thank you enough. We shall pray without ceasing because you have told us. We come into agreement with that, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, right now, I want to lift up Michelle, Father God, the first time caller that came onto the call. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for leading us to her to this call. Thank you for Yolandria, Father God, for inviting her to this call. Thank you, Father God, because it all worked out according to your plan, Father God. She was obedient, Father God, but I want to lift her up for her healing, Lord Jesus.
I want you to restore and heal her, and I'm asking you to. We're all coming to an agreement for her healing in the mighty name of Jesus. You see her needs, Father God. I pray that you bless her continuously, Lord Jesus. You do the exceedingly and abundantly above all that she could ever ask and or think in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, we also lift up Elsie's mom, Lord Jesus, for healing as well. Continue to undergird her. Continue to keep her, Lord Jesus. Give her the strength and determination to do the good work that we are called to do in the mighty name of Jesus. You say, do it anyhow. Don't stop doing the good work. So, Father God, bless her. Give her the strength. Bless her mom and heal her mom, Father God. Do what only you can do in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. And we also, Father God, we want to continue to lift up our sister Dion, Lord Jesus. We can't even imagine. Those of us who have been through it, Lord Jesus, they know. But some of us cannot even imagine, Father God, that you know who you know and you care for them too. But yet here we are, our children, Father God. They do what they do, Father God, but we don't understand it, but we know you do. You know the complexities of the situation. You know how it all came about, Father God. You even knew it was going to happen, Father God. I pray that you do the work in Dion that is necessary for her to do, for the mantle that is upon her life, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, I pray that only you can work this miracle situation out. Only you know the end game. You know the end situation. But you say that all things work together for our good in the mighty name of Jesus. That's your word. And we are in agreement with that, regardless of what we think. We're not going to lean to our own understanding. We're going to acknowledge you in this word, in this way, and in all our ways. We just can't thank you enough for it, because without your word, where should we be? So I pray as you continue to sharpen Dion's word, you sharpen her sword more and more and more and more beyond her expectation, beyond her understanding, Father God. Continue to bind that family together more and more in you. Do what only you can do. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, we're going to give you the praise. We're going to give you the glory in advance, all throughout the situation, Lord Jesus, and I pray for the rest of our lives. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, we're grateful. We're grateful that we heard you when you called us. We're grateful that we answered the call, Lord Jesus. We're grateful that we're still in agreement, Father God. We're grateful that you're working it out in the by and by. We're grateful. Sometimes we may not even understand why we're grateful, but we're not turning back. We're going to press on. We're going to press on to the high calling that is upon our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name, God. Yes, we do. Now, my brothers and my sisters, take your phone off mute. Give God the glory and praise him that he is due. Come into agreement with praising and worshiping him. Glory to your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name, Father God. We bless your holy name, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the word of God is alive. It's sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing the soul and the spirit, joints and marrow. It judges thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Thank you for your word. Help us to know your word more and more in our minds, Lord Jesus. Help us, Father God, it is necessary wherever we go, whatever we do, to be still and know that you are God, so your word can come forth. Thankful, thank you, we thank you, Lord. We're grateful, Father God. We're grateful, Lord Jesus. Glory to your name, Father God. And this morning and always, we cast our cares upon you. Oh, Lord, Lord Jesus, that you will sustain. You will never let let the righteous be shaken. That's what your word says. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. I can't thank you enough, Father God. Bless your holy name. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your promises. Your promises are always fulfilled. Your timing is always perfect. It may not be our timing, but it's your timing, Father God. And we thank you for your perfect timing, Lord Jesus. We may not even understand it, but Father God, it's okay. We receive it and accept it because we know your everything has worked out together for our good. Oh, glory to your name, Father God. Glory to your name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Your holy name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 God, I can't thank you enough for the agreement of the covenant, Father God. I'm studying those deeper. I thank you for the revelation. I thank you for what we've heard and what you've taught us this month, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, thank you. You continue to praise him if your heart but so chooses to do so. But put your phones on mute. Father God, once again, I just give you the praise, honor, and all the glory. I thank you, Father God, because you were persistent and consistent in giving us covenant after covenant after covenant until you gave us the perfect sacrifice, which was your son, Lord Jesus. The perfect, blameless blood that was shed for us, Father God, to bind this covenant. Father God, help us to understand how it's important to us. Yes, God, forgive us for not understanding it. Forgive us, Father God, for not coming to you and understanding that this binding agreement, when we accepted you as Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, when we accepted it, Father God, and you baptized us, Lord Jesus. Maybe we didn't understand it all. And I'm asking you to forgive us, Lord Jesus, because you're opening up our eyes and our understanding now, and now we do. We're getting some of it, Lord Jesus. And I thank you for it. So, Father God, oh, Father God, I thank you for it. Like I said, I never will be able to thank you enough because you're opening up our eyes and our understanding. And we come into this mutual agreement of obligations and promises. Yes, there are obligations on our part to make promises from him. And I thank you because your promises are yes and amen. They will go forth. They will be fulfilled. They will be answered because you are not like us. And I thank you for that. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Oh, glory to your name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, I just give you the praise, the honor, and all the glory with the first fruit of my lips this morning. I pray it was good and offered up a sweet smell to you. Forgive me for anything, any thought, word, or deed that I have known or unknown, Father God, that you may accept this praise and worship for all of us in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, blessed be the name of the Lord. As it is in heaven, let it be on earth and in our lives. In Jesus' matchless mighty name, I now pass the call to the declarer, Father God, and I thank you for bless her, Lord Jesus. Bless her, Father God. I pass the call to the declarer, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen and amen. Amen and amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Power of agreement. The power of agreement. Thank you. Thank you, Tarina. Tarina, thank you, Priscilla, persistent for your prayer, for grabbing the horns of the altar this morning and not letting go. Hallelujah. Happy Tuesday. Declare victory. My name is Joyful Jacqueline, and I am elated to share with you this morning. I am stirred by the prayer and the presence of God, and I just thank him for who he is and what he is doing in and through each of us. Welcome. This month is coming to, it's wrapping up. We are in the last final week of April. We have a few days next week, but as the power of agreement has been lifted, taught, sifted, shredded, expressed, and shared all throughout the month, I thank God for his word and the vision that has been given to Dion for this space where you can come and receive strengthening by the body, through the body, as the body has been equipped, has been fitly joined together and has been equipped. It says every joint supplies. So everything that is needed, God has made sure that he has provided it for us. As you come and listen to different individuals, Dion shares this often, that everybody isn't for everyone. But as you lean in and just listen for the part that God has for you, hold on to that and apply it. Continue to come and to endeavor to do your part to come into agreement with what God has said. Again, happy Tuesday and welcome. Today, I want to share a couple of things with you. I'll share with you the first thought that I've had. This has happened now for the last couple of shares. As I hear the theme, I begin to think about a particular thing. And one of the first things I thought about when thinking about the power of agreement is how the Bible gives an account in Mark chapter 2. It's found in verse 22. And this is when Jesus is given an answer to those who are asking questions about fasting. Mark chapter 2, verse 22. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins, for the wine would burst the wineskins, and the wine and the skins would both be lost. New wine calls for new wineskins. So I pray today that those who may have particular views or lenses through which they see things, that maybe you have something that would oppose things that have been taught thus far. And this is an example of an old wineskin receiving new wine. Old wineskins, or wineskins, were literally made from the hides of animals. They were cleaned and sterilized, sewn together, and then used for the purpose of carrying liquids to include wine. But after wine was placed inside of the skin, the elements within the wine would begin to cause the wineskin, the bag or the container holding the wine, to expand. And as long as that wine remained in that bag, then the wine and the bag were both safe. However, the introduction of new wine into same said bag would go through a similar process, but because of the elements in that wine being mixed with what was already present and the elasticity, or the what had happened to the wine skin, would potentially cause that skin to burst. It would expand and no longer be able to contain what was already within it. So the Bible says that you don't put old wine into new wineskins. So as we begin today, I pray that our minds are renewed. Father, open up our minds today as you begin to speak to us, Holy Spirit. I thank you that you begin to move on the hearts of your children. And God, whatever we might have within us that would prevent this word from agreeing with our spirit today, I pray that we agree with you. Help us, Lord God, to come into an alignment and agreement with what you have already said. Not what we have experienced, not what we've been taught, not even what we have become or believed as a result of those things. But take us back, Lord God, to what it is that you have spoken, and help us to receive it so that the wine would not be spilled, neither would the skin be ruined. For this I thank you today. God, I give you glory, I give you honor, and I give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. I want us to think about this today, perhaps in this way. How many of you have heard of a consent form? A consent form. When you enter into a place, when you enter into an agreement, when you enter into a contract, any of these things, the word consent might be brought up. Consent is when one person agrees to or gives permission to another person to do something. Maybe we can call this, did you sign your consent form? Did you sign your consent form? I am a person that can be known to follow the rules, have a preference to follow them, even the one that wants to walk to the corner to cross at the crosswalk because I want to follow the rules, even allowing the group that I'm with. Y'all cross down there, but I want to go down here. I'm not walking that way. Have I crossed the street and not used a crosswalk? Absolutely. But it is my preference that I would cross at the crosswalk. I understand the designation, the creation of the crosswalk. It's for your safety. And I'm often looking at people while driving a vehicle and thinking, why did you cross here? Because I would have seen you and your chances of crossing would have been safer there as opposed to in the middle of the street or cutting through traffic. But consent, agreeing to do something with someone else. A scripture that you all may be familiar with, and maybe you are, maybe you aren't. We're going to talk quite a bit from here today, but it's found in Amos chapter 3, verse 3. And we have likely raised this month thus far. Amos 3 and 3 says, can two walk together except they be agreed? So I'll apply it here. If I don't agree to cross the street with you at the corner or in the middle of the street, as opposed to me wanting to use the crosswalk, then we won't be able to do it together. I don't agree crossing here. You don't agree crossing there. So in this moment, in this brief moment, as an example, as we enter into this share, while we're talking about the power of agreement, we are not going to cross the street together, not in the same place. We will eventually arrive on the same side of the street if that's where we're going, but we might not get there in the same footpath. I may choose to go to the crosswalk, and you have chosen to cross here. But Amos asks this question, can two walk together except they be agreed? He is responding to the voice of the Lord that is speaking to him, and it's a list of questions that he continues to ask before God gives him some information through this angel, this encounter that he's having about what God wants to get to him and the people. Amos chapter 3 begins, hear this word that the Lord has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. You only have I known. I've only known you. I've chosen you. You are my particular people. You didn't have to give a consent form or sign a form. I chose you. I chose you. Therefore, continuing in verse 2, Amos chapter 3, therefore I will punish you for all your iniquities. We're talking about the power of agreement. I thought, why are we talking about punishment or iniquities? But he's asking, can you continue to walk with me if you choose to go over there? I've given you some very specific instructions, things to do, what will happen when you do them. But if you read Deuteronomy 28 and even in Leviticus 26, they sound very similar. The first 14 verses in Deuteronomy 28, the Lord is telling the people what will happen if you obey. We like that passage. We like those first 14 verses. Oh, we're blessed in the city and we're blessed in the field. The power of agreement, because it says, if you will hearken this day to the commands, to the instructions that I'm giving you, then you will have this and you will have this. You'll be blessed here. You'll be blessed there. Blessed shall be your barns. Blessed shall be your storehouses. Blessed, blessed, blessed. Oh, we love the blessed portion of Deuteronomy 28. Let me turn there for just a moment. But you have to agree. You have to do what it is that he said. If you don't, we then get to another verse. And we don't often talk about that. Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 15. Those are the sounds of a literal Bible that I'm turning as I'm talking to you. Let me say this as a commercial. If you only rely on electronics for Bibles, you need to get a paper copy. Verse 15 of Deuteronomy 28 says, but if you refuse to listen to the Lord your God and do not obey all the commands and decrees I am giving you today, all these curses will come and overwhelm you. So it's the exact opposite of what he says in verses 1 and 2. If you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully keep all his commands that I am giving you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the world. You will experience all these blessings if you obey the Lord your God. If you agree, you'll be blessed. And this is exactly how. But if you refuse to listen and do what he said, then these curses shall come upon you. And I know we have the gift of the Holy Spirit. Jesus came and he did many things, but yet the original intent, what God desired, is for us to love him with our whole heart, to love our neighbor as we love our neighbors as we love him, as we love ourselves, to do good to others and to love justice and mercy, but to simply do what he said. He even says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. But what happens to those who don't? And it's not just people who haven't confessed Christ or confessed God or believe God, but I'm talking to the bride of Christ, those who are called by his name, who are yet challenged to do what he said. We can still experience things in our life that are not favorable as a result of not agreeing. How can two walk together unless they be agreed? Unless they agree. So let's talk about consent and consent forms again a little bit. Consent forms, as the rule follower that I have shared with you all again, even in this call and others, and those of you who know me know that about me. When you take images of people and people take a picture. We do this. We like to take pictures, selfies, and at one time it was even usies, because it's not just me in the picture, but it's us together. We don't use that a lot. I don't hear that a lot. But photographers, for example, are very familiar with consent forms, even reporters. So when your picture is taken and used for publication, consent is usually required before publication. And without it, then the person publishing your image or your information can face liability, even a lawsuit. So I used to think, well, wait a minute, before we're posting pictures, even in a church setting or at an event, do I need to have a consent form? And how do you get a form for all of these people that's coming in a room? Having attended some gatherings, I've noticed sometimes ways that consent can be obtained without your actual signature. But if you enter into these doors, these words may be posted on the outside of a building or the entrance into this conference room or gymnasium. Your entrance or attendance to this event gives consent for your, and it, you don't read the small print, you might not even stop and read the sign. You're running in trying to get your seat so you can participate in the event, see the game, begin to yell for your grandchild, for the person you're there supporting. But your attendance, your entry into the facility, into the doors, breaking the threshold, has given consent. Therefore, anything that happens inside of there, your images may be used in publications to include social media, websites, printed, digital, all forms, it very well may be given, not implied, but given as a result of your entry into the place. There's also something called implied consent. Implied consent. Well, when was my consent implied? There are some actual implied consent laws that have been enacted, and this happens oftentimes in a medical situation and even in a criminal situation. So we're going to talk about DUIs a little bit and being injured or being when we have passed out. This can happen at work. This can happen at home. This can happen in public. If someone is needing medical attention, but they are not able to say, yes, I want you to perform or provide medical treatment for me, it is implied in that case. And so sometimes people who might have said, I would have never agreed to an IV, I would have never agreed for this medication or for this surgery, if you were not awake at the time that you were found passed out in the mall on the floor and 911 is called and the paramedics arrive, they begin to do everything they can to perform life-saving procedures. Consent is implied in that case. In the same way, a person who may be found driving under the influence or driving while intoxicated, DWI or DUI, it is said that when you accept a driver's license, this is implied consent to follow the rules of operating a vehicle without being under the influence of a substance. Therefore, if found driving and suspected of being under the influence of said illegal substance, then you submit to a blood test, blood sampling, and anything else, implied consent. We're talking about the power of agreement. Did you sign a consent form? Now, lawyers like to eat that stuff up that my client did not consent to that. My client was not read their Miranda rights. Well, what if they were read and they didn't, they were too inebriated to understand. Who would agree to have this done if they knew that it was going to cause them to be penalized or held accountable for their action to drive a car while intoxicated? These laws are intended to protect us, even though sometimes the outcome is not what was desired by the individual from a medical standpoint or the one driving under the influence. I want to read something to us from Leviticus 26. Leviticus 26. This is a message that God is giving. Do not make idols or set up carved images or sacred pillars or sculptured stones in your land so you may worship them. I am the Lord your God. You must keep my Sabbath days of rest and show reverence for my sanctuary. I am the Lord. In Amos 3, he's upset with them and he's telling the children of Israel how he is coming to judge them and their iniquities, because I've been telling you all along what it is that I want to do for you, but it's if I'm going to do this and then you are going to do that, and when you do, you will receive this, but if you don't, you will receive this. Leviticus 26:3, if you follow my decrees and are careful to obey my commands, I will send you the seasonal rains. I will send you seasonal rains. The land will then yield its crops, and the trees of the field will produce their fruit. Your threshing season will overlap with the grape harvest, and your grape harvest will overlap with the season of planting grain. You will eat your fill and live securely in your own land. I will give you peace in the land, and you will be able to sleep with no cause for fear. And he continues, and he continues, and he continues. And it's something about the number 14. This is literally happening to me. Bless your name, Holy Spirit, as I am reading this. Once again, in Leviticus 26, in the 14th verse, this is where the yield sign is inserted. However, if you do not listen to me or obey all these commands, verse 15, and if you break my covenant by rejecting my decrees, treating my regulations with contempt, and refusing to obey my commands, I will punish you. Verse 16, I will bring sudden terrors upon you, wasting diseases and burning fevers that will cause your eyes to fail and your life to ebb away. You will plant your crops in vain because your enemies will eat them. I will turn against you and you will be defeated by your enemies. Those who hate you will rule over you, and you will run even when no one is chasing you. Consenting to do, agreeing. Consent is a synonym for agreement, to agree, to do what is, to follow his decrees. Consent in the legal sense, it also comes up in matters of sexual encounters. A note says consent should be clearly and freely communicated. So for us, we find that in Romans 10. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So it's not implied consent. Nobody has to guess whether. God is not wondering, do you believe in him? You might, but you need to make it known. You need to say it. You need to confess it. And by entering into this statement allows me to enter into this covenant that he's made. And Holy Spirit then, the precious gift that Jesus gave to us, he says, I have to go away in order for the rest of this that God has said would happen. But I'm not going to leave you without a comforter. I'm going to send you another comforter. In order for you to get him, this has to happen. Even Jesus had to agree, give his consent. Doesn't mean agreeing is easy, and sometimes it's not even desirable. But if I want what he has for me, in order to get it, I have to do, need to do, it's best to do what he said. Jesus in the garden, he cried, and even it says that blood came from him. He cried tears of blood and asking his Father, if there is any way this cup, this assignment can pass from me to go to the cross and to have the sins of the world laid upon me. If there's any way I don't have to do this, if this cup could pass from me, he's asking his Father to, would you prevent me from having to do this? That's what he was asking. But he said, not as I will, not as I choose, not what I want, but what you will, what you choose, what you want. He came into agreement with what his Father asked of him. And I don't know about you, but I'm glad he didn't ask us. He didn't ask me. Let me speak for me. He didn't ask me to do that. I wasn't worthy to do it. But thanks be unto God that his Son agreed to do that. And as a result, he was exalted. And he has ascended back to heaven and is seated at the right hand of his Father. Restored, not just restoring us back to him, reconciliation was made possible, but Jesus left heaven to come here. His agreement allowed him to go back and be with his Father. And if we agree with what he says, with what he's told us, if we consent to do, agree to do with what he said, then we too will be reunited with him. Agreement. Did you sign the consent form? Spirit versus law. In the law, there is death, but in the spirit, there is life. And so when we become legal about the things of God, some things will die. Even our understanding, it gets cut off. Some relationships, because we're being legalistic. But let us live in the spirit where there is life, consent, agreement, abiding, enduring, suffering, standing, other synonyms for the word agree, yielding, relent. Ezekiel tells us, God spoke to him and said to eat the whole scroll. He gave him some instructions and he told him to eat it. And when he began eating it, he said it tasted sweet like honey. But then there was a part that was bitter. This is also found in Revelation chapter 10, and we're wrapping up. Revelation chapter 10, and everything that we eat, it might not agree, but if it's good for us, it's good for us that we would take it in. Do good to those who despitefully use you. That doesn't feel good. And we might say, that doesn't agree. That doesn't agree with my spirit. Anybody ever said that? That just doesn't agree with my spirit. I don't feel that translation sometimes. I don't feel like doing that. I don't want to do that. But if we agree with him and want to be in alignment with him, then it's time for us to consent. Have you signed your consent form today to do what he said, to do what he's asked of you?
Have you entered into the place where your consent was given by going in, and now you're trying to file a lawsuit against the institution or against the company that published your image from the basketball game that you went to? In that case, you don't stand a case. I didn't sign no consent form. There was no form to sign in that instance, but your entering into this place gave your consent. So be careful. Read and see, am I consenting to this? Revelation 10, verse 9. So I went to the angel and told him to give me the small scroll. Yes, take it and eat it, he said. It will be sweet as honey in your mouth, but it will turn sour in your stomach. So I took the small scroll from the hand of the angel and I ate it. It was sweet in my mouth, but when I swallowed it, it turned sour in my stomach. Sometimes we hear a word and we're so excited about it. We sit with it and then it's like, oh man, that did something to me. It's upsetting something. Maybe that you've been carrying around that you need to rid yourself of. Get rid of it. It sounded good. It felt good. I was shouting, clapping. I received the word. But then when I really sat with it, oh, wait a minute now. I didn't see that. But receive it anyway. Eat the whole scroll. Not just the part that you like, not just the part that helps make your argument why he needs to do that, why she needs to do that, why he needs to stop doing that, and why she needs to stop doing that. Because you are the he or the she. I am the she in that sentence at times. Which one are you? The things that we're looking at somebody else needing to consent to, have you signed your consent form? The power of agreement. Again, to consent. When one person agrees, when one person agrees to or gives permission to another person to do something, do you consent to allow him to not just be savior, the rescuer, but do you consent to him being Lord? The Egyptians, the children of Israel, when they left Egypt, oh, they were glad to leave. But then now Moses, who has been used by God as their deliverer, is giving them instructions and telling them what to do. Now, well, wait a minute, Moses. We hold on. I'm glad we made it out. I'm glad we're out. They even had the nerve to wish they went back because there were some things that were being told to them to do or to believe that they just didn't want to do. So we don't get saved and just celebrate the redemption, the being snatched from the claws and the grips of hell, but now we don't want to be to conform or consent to the new life that he's bringing us into. He's not just savior, but we need to consent and agree to the things that he's telling us, instructing us, leading us to do as our Lord. Holy Spirit is our leader, our master teacher. He's our guide. And when we're following him, come on, the old song, where he leads me, I will follow. I'll go with him. I'll go with him all the way. Mm-mm. Holy Spirit, I'm not going over there. I'm not trying to do that. I am not. That doesn't agree with me. Listen to those words. That doesn't agree with my spirit. Well, is it your spirit or is it your flesh that it doesn't agree with? Or what spirit within you, because that's not the spirit of God. If the Holy Spirit is directing you to do something, the spirit that is not agreeing with is not of him. That's something else in you, and that spirit needs to go. Is that the spirit that's speaking up for you in this moment? Well, that spirit needs to go. Get rid of it. Again, get rid of it. The fact that analogy is even used for your stomach, that you eat it, it tastes sweet, but when it got to his stomach, it was sour. It soured on my stomach. We need to purge ourselves of those things. Get rid of it. True consent is unambiguous, conscious, and voluntary. Nobody is saved unconsciously. You have to participate in the saving grace and work that Jesus has made available to us. It is not coerced by force, by threats, or intimidation, and it is not silent. It is not. Have you signed your consent form? Do you agree with God? Do you agree with God in totality? And where we can be honest and say, like the man said, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. We might not agree today, but we need to do what we need to do to get an agreement. There is power in agreement for both good or evil. It doesn't matter. But as blood bought, blood washed, glory to your name, children of God who took his only son, sending him into the earth, we beheld him full of grace and of truth. He walked among us. He grew in stature and in favor with God and with man, and he laid down his life for us, and his reward to us, his promise to us is if you would receive me, if you would accept me, if you, I abide in you and you in me, you're going to have these things. But that means you're going to have to not be in agreement with some other things. Have you signed your consent form? That is my share for today. Mark 2 and 22 is where we came. We shared the wineskins. Amos 3 and 3. Revelation 10, verses 9 and 10 is what I read. And Ezekiel 3, verses 1 through 4 was referenced. I pray that when you hear consent form, when you hear the word consent, that you ask yourself those very words and charge yourself in the areas where I haven't given consent, I haven't given God the right or the position to be Lord in my life over that decision, over that purchase, that choice, that relationship, whatever it is, that I would begin to do so. Amen. Before we go into the next part of the call, as we have continued to ask, just for the integrity of the call, if everybody would, if you have your phone near you, I want you to pick it up, take a look at it, make sure your mute button on your physical phone is pushed. I know sometimes we go off and we're doing other things. We may be cooking, working out, working, whatever, but check your phone and make sure it is on mute. And we're going to go into the next portion of the call. We're going to go into our second greeting this morning. Our second greeting. If there are any men on the call that did not get to say good morning already that would like to do so, I invite you at this time to share your good morning. Your good morning. Any men on the line this morning that did not get to speak already that would like to say good morning. Okay. First-time callers, you're new to Declare Victory. This is your first time here. Someone invited you. You heard about it online. This is your first time calling. We would like to hear your sound this morning. If you would unmute your line and let us greet you.
Hold. You gave us 1 second to get off this mute. Man, good morning, everybody. God bless.
Good morning. Good morning. Any first time callers? Anyone that is not your first time calling, but you have not spoken, you have not greeted before, and you want to say hello today. It's Happy Tuesday. It's a great day to say hello to us here at Declare Victory. You're welcome to say good morning to us. We would love to hear your sound. Anyone want to say good morning that has not already or previously?
Good morning.
My name is Rebecca. I heard two people. Rebecca, go ahead, Rebecca.
I was just saying good morning. Happy Tuesday from Hampton, Virginia.
Good morning, Rebecca from Hampton, Virginia. Glad to hear your sound. There was someone else. Go ahead.
I'm at work. I'm going to say really quick. Good morning. This is Danielle.
Good morning, Danielle. Good to hear your sound. Anyone else that hasn't greeted that would like to say good morning?
Good morning. Happy Tuesday. This is Dedicated to Me.
Good morning, Dedicated. You're welcome.
Good morning, it's Kyla. Happy Tuesday.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, I heard two people. I heard Juliet. Hey, good morning, Juliet.
Hi, May.
And there was someone else. Go ahead.
Hi, good morning. This is Darcy. Happy Tuesday.
Good morning. Good morning, Darcy. Happy Tuesday. Okay, second greeting. And then before we do, Shell, because I think I when I hear this, do the men lead in love, life, and victory when we first start that? Can you just remind me of that, please?
No, they we go just first? Do love, life, and victory. Mm-mm, we just do okay. Love, life, and victory.
Okay, very good.
Good morning,
well,
Lucy.
Let's go, everybody.
Good morning,
Shell. Good morning, good morning. Everybody, let's open it back up again. Good morning. If you want to say good morning, happy Tuesday. Did you sign your consent form? Let's go, everybody.
Good morning. This
good morning.
Leomia. Break decoration. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday, Mother Leomia.
Good morning. This is Juanita. Happy Tuesday.
Good morning, Juanita.
Good morning. It's Glorious. Happy Tuesday. Thank you, Jack.
Good morning. Good to hear your sound, Glorious. Anyone else?
Good morning. Happy Tuesday. This is Lenore.
Good morning, Lenore. Happy Tuesday. All right, y'all. Well, you can say good morning when we get into Love, Life, and Victory if I'm not given enough time, but we want to go right ahead into the share portion of Love, Life, and Victory, where you ask questions, make comments, share observations. What were your takeaways from today's share? The power of agreement. Once again, did you sign your consent form? Let's hear it, everybody. It's time for Love, Life, and Victory.
I shall not wait. Hallelujah. Great share this morning, APAPAP. I think about it because I work in the medical field. I look at all these consent forms, having to, you know, ask people to give me their signature to request records and all kind of stuff. We sometimes miss the fine print or the small print, but as believers, we miss the blueprint. How about that?
Mm-hmm. How about that? Come on, Shell. Yes.
And because we miss the blueprint, we don't know what we're agreeing to. We don't know what we're agreeing to as far as what he's already said about us. So we fall short. Ah, that was a good share, Jacqueline. Oh, my God. You said so much. Yeah, that was it. That was my takeaway. It was so much more. But that right there just hit kind of hard. So, yeah. Read the fine print.
Hold on to that.
Read the fine
print. Go back to the blueprint. You know, that's how we build from the blueprint. And if there's an issue many times, I mean, God is such an amazing architect. And when you go back and take a look at the instructions that he gave for the building of the temple and how specific he was with measurements, material, from the curtains, everything that he gave. So go back and take a look at the foundation. So blueprint, of course, speaks to, you know, to building. Go back to that. And as you said that, Shell, Dion mentioned it, recently in a share. This the red print, the red letters, even the red print. So we got the blueprint, the foundation, and then the spoken Jesus's words are found in red. So thank you.
And then when you talked about Deuteronomy, everybody was like, no, I'm blessed. Deuteronomy says, but Deuteronomy tells you there's conditions to the blessings. As you share.
Yes,
today.
It does.
So, yeah, it does. Conditional. Yeah. Great share, sis.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm so in agreement with you and Rochelle. This is Dee Dee. Wow, this was so good. So much. Got blessed, too. I always kind of think about being a greeter. You know, I greeted so long at my church, and that's the first thing. Bless everybody. Bless, highly favored. Bless this, bless that. But there are conditions, like Shell said in your point. But that small print, Jack, that hit me because I know me personally. I'm quick to, I'm across the street wherever, so don't walk with me because I'm a, I like to get across. But listen, I had to laugh because we define print. Even something as small as going into a game for your kids, your grandkids, that's been me. Because there are rules to everything. So you can't get in somewhere and do your own thing when they have rules posted. But because we are so busy and in such a hurry sometimes, we don't stop to read the small print sometimes. And we get ourselves caught up or we agree with things, consent to things that we wouldn't. Even in the medical field, having these little surgeries and procedures and stuff because we need it done, we're not really reading that stuff. A lot of times buying a car, buying a house, it's so much that we'll just sign our signature to and consent to. And then when something goes on, we're like, I didn't agree to that. Yes, you did. It's in the fine print. That's that red letter. So I just want to say thank you for just reminding me again, read the small print and then slow down. We go so fast. And then I have learned so much patience, maybe not with big people, but with little people. So I'm being more patient and I'm listening better to really understand so that I'm not even with the babies. I'm not answering them, you know, telling them something wrong because I'm trying to hurry them along. No, slow down and read the red letter. So I love you and thank you so much for this word on this Tuesday.
Love you too. Anybody else? Thoughts, comments, questions, observations?
Good morning. This is Juanita. I just want to say thank you for your declaration today. It was very powerful, very I enjoyed it. You referenced a lot of scriptures. I thank you for that. I just wanted to say thank you. I mean, I really don't have anything to add no more than what was already said because I was thinking the same thing when after Michelle was saying something about the blueprint. I was thinking about what Dion had said. What about the red print, you know, that we follow what Jesus has said. So if we obey and do, you're saying the consent, then you sign the consent form. You know, some things that we want to come out of agreement with. But other things we know what Jesus has commanded us to do, that's what we want to do too. We want to agree not to this world system, not to what the world is doing, not to the things of the government or whatever. But I mean, we have to agree to laws, But when you were talking about DUI or DWI, whatever it be, we definitely have to agree. And some of those things we don't, like you said, didn't like sign. It's kind of like a automatic consent that we agree to. So, you know, this God gives us free will. So, and he didn't automatically make us do these things. So we have to be willing and willing to obey and willing to know more about what he said in his word so that we can be where we need to be when he comes back. We want to be with him. So thank you for your word.
You're welcome. Thank you, Swanita. There was someone else beginning to speak as well. Go ahead. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. This is Kimber. I wanted to tell you guys happy Tuesday, but I also wanted to just kind of what everybody was saying, piggybacking on the slowing down for sure, because even though there's some things that we may consent to in the kingdom, there's also some things in the spiritual realm that we need to be mindful that we're not consenting to by entering certain arenas. And I think that was really important when you were talking about the arenas. Oftentimes we go to events, we go to special occasions and celebrations, even with our own family members. And there's certain atmospheres that have been established prior to us getting there. And sometimes we don't know that we're consenting to certain spiritual activity that may be there, even in funerals and things of that nature. So just to be careful where we're going and to always be alert and use discernment when we're moving out of emotion and just moving out of regular tradition, making sure that we're not being caught up, because we have to remember that the enemy is paying attention to us. And sometimes he uses those occasions and certain arenas to catch us off guard.
Come on now. Yes. So just because we can't say, well, I didn't know,
I didn't know. It doesn't change our exposure to it and what can happen as a result. So yes, being mindful. That's a really good point. There may be things that are happening, and just because you were invited, come on now, you give consent as to how long you stay. So maybe you realize, oh, they did that before. Okay, so we can pray, you know, we can pray it away and take a stand, but like, hold up, I don't know that I want to continue staying here, or I'm not coming during that portion of the service. I'll be here for that. I'm stepping out for that part. So yeah, be mindful. You're absolutely right. Thank you. Anybody else?
Hey, Jacqueline, good morning. Good morning. I enjoyed you this morning. Hello, family.
Good morning. So, who is this?
My name is Shaniqua.
Hi, Shaniqua.
for real, Jacqueline. I play so much. I'm sorry.
Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
happy Tuesday. Listen, I made a post on yesterday, and probably people on the phone that want to cut me because I made it concerning the practice of yoga. In that, I received multiple responses, and I understand because ignorance is bliss when you are not accustomed to reading the fine print and whether or not people know it. And this is for those of you that are on the line as well. It is impossible to divorce what the ritual's original intent was from your intentions. And the enemy's mm-hmm. ultimate job is to keep us ignorant of the enemy's devices and how he gains access. Always know this, the enemy can never do anything to you, through you, for you, unless he has permission. And that's two sets. That's God's and your consent. And a lot of times we consent and come into agreement with things that we didn't intend to, but your intentions don't negate the laws, principles, and precepts tied to those decisions. So I just want everyone to be mindful of things that you engage in, and most times be a complete innocence. Yoga is not just stretching. It is not. That's all. And that's all. Great share this morning. Great comments and commentary. Have a great day, y'all.
Thank you, Shaniqua. I said, now, wait a minute now. Here's a verse I didn't read, Dion, and it was like, oh, man, Revelation 10, verse 11. After he says that he ate the scroll, and at first it tasted like honey in his mouth, but it was sour in his stomach. Verse 11 says, then I was told, you must prophesy again about many peoples, nations, languages, and kings. This chapter is referring to some things even that happened with Ezekiel and even in the book of Amos, where he had to stand up and speak against some things that the people were doing. And these were people that he was living around. And so the message doesn't have to be easy, but if it's from God and he's telling you to give it, then you got to give it. So there's that, everybody. Anyone else? All right. Well, giving us some time back today, I thank God for Declare Victory, for his word, for his presence, and for his power. And I pray that you all would get into the word and continue to read what it says.
Hey, Joyful. This is Lisa. Hey. I'm sorry. I was trying
That's
to
okay.
help y'all with hold on till I got off the bike. I said in my mind, I made up and made an agreement with myself. Thank you. I was going to go to the gym this morning. And guess what? I did it, and it's done. I love
Let's go.
Yeah, come on. Let's go. Let's just do what we say we're going to do. I love the analogy of the consent because, you know, that's my field, too.
And so I was thinking about, I think you said it a little bit, there's an informed consent. And anytime we have an uninformed consent in the medical field, it's illegal, right? Because you wasn't informed of the possibilities, of the risks and benefits, of the things that could go wrong. And if they do something you didn't consent to, then you got the right to sue. My thing is, with the kingdom, whew, catch my breath. I sound like Dee Dee when she's playing with some kids. when we say yes, that's an informed consent. When we say yes to the invitation to be saved, that covers the red print, the blueprint, the fine print, the stuff we don't even know. And they say sometimes what's deemed otherwise is necessary. We won't find out till we need to know or till we get there. And so he literally, and this is true because he literally bought us off the chopping block when we was on our way to hell. And he bought us as slaves. That's the analogy the Bible uses when we come into the kingdom as far as being saved by from our sins. So literally, when he has done that and we accept him as Savior, that inclusion has to come with him being Lord. And when he's Lord, he's master, ruler, controller over our lives. And the thing with the informed consent with him, we get what we need when we need it, right? But we're uninformed about it, but we trust him. We trust him to do the very right thing for our lives because he is working things out together for our good, because he does have a plan for us, because he does have a future and a hope and an expected end for us, because he is for us and not against us. So thank you for the analogy. Look, what man sets out to build a house and does not first count up the cost? So yes. Something. It means something much more than we can understand or know. And when we say, I didn't sign up for this, oh, yes, you did when you said yes. Oh, yes, we did.
Yes, you did.
You said yes.
Yes, you did.
Thank you, sis. I was on that bike like, oh, please, God, I just want to talk, And I kept hearing what you were saying, and it just kept firing things, and I love that when I hear a teacher teach. So thank you, sis.
You're welcome. Thank you. And I'm glad you kept your word and you were in agreement with your plan. And
yes,
don't, keep going. Keep agreeing.
Yes, that's the thing.
Have
yes,
a wonderful day. Yes. Yes.
Hey, Jacqueline.
Yes.
I'm so glad Lisa jumped on because I wanted to say you talked about, you know, Jesus going and sitting at the right hand of the Father, that he went so the Holy Spirit can come. Tanya talked about the discernment. She talked about the Holy Spirit leading and guiding us. Sometimes we're in a situation where we want to agree and do something, but guess what? He taps us on our shoulder. He taps us on our forehead. He makes us. You're like, something told me. No, that wasn't something that someone told you. Don't do it. Don't go there. Don't sign it. Don't get in the car. Don't give your credit card number. That part was very, very important because God is going to get the glory. He wouldn't have his children ignorant of Satan's devices. He will not have us be in a position to be used and know that somebody, if we're just the grief that we feel, he comes and steps right in and comforts our brokenhearted. But we have to agree with him. Once we're in right relationship and real intimate relationship, Lord, I'm going to do, we don't always do it, but Lord, if you be intentional about saying, Lord, I want to do your will. Lord, I want my will to become your will. Anything that you want me to do, I will do it. Once we do that and we mean that Romans 10:9-10, he'll help us not to fall into the tricks of the enemy, and the discernment will be sharp enough to be able to not sign some of those consent forms, whether it be physically signing or verbally signing. So I remember when you said that, I was like, yeah, the Holy Spirit is dope. So don't neglect him. Don't dismiss him. Listen, when you say something told me, no, it's someone, and call him by name because he's there to help lead and guide you. Yep.
I say that's his code name. And until you're comfortable saying it, because sometimes, you know, people, if they're not familiar, but when we, as we know better, we ought to do better. But something told me. And you become more acquainted and realize it, like just as you said, it's not something, it's someone, and his name is Holy Spirit. And we need to agree. And just because we've agreed with what other people have agreed with, if what they were doing was wrong, then what you've agreed to is wrong. So that's that, everybody. Anyone else? Okay.
Well, may the Lord bless your day and your comings and your goings. I pray that you all consent to do what it is that he's sending you to do, what he's nudging you to do, and that he would indeed be glorified in the earth. God bless you all. Have a great day. Declare victory.
Have a wonderful day, everyone. I love you.
God bless you all. Have a victorious, triumphant day.
Have a blessed day, everybody. Love you guys. Have a triumphant Tuesday.